Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back into our studios the one and only, the incredibly talented Kathleen Carter Monroe is back. Welcome, Kathleen. Nice to see you.
Thank you. So great to see you. Thank you for inviting me today.
It's great to have you. We find out a lot about what's been going on in beautiful downtown Westerly because Kathleen is the director of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble based in Westerly and has a lot of students from the Pawcatuck and surrounding Connecticut area as well as Greater Westerly. Have you ever heard the term Greater Westerly before?
The greatest Westerly,
oh,
I've
the
heard.
The greatest,
yes,
Westerly.
Greatest.
Okay, that's what I should have said. The greatest Westerly. And we're going to be talking about a concert that is going on Sunday, May 7th. So just a week or so from now at 3 o'clock at the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue. And it's going to be, I think there's a misprint in your flyer, Kathleen. It says admission $10 for adults. Can that be right?
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
Such a deal.
Such a deal.
If you want to donate more, you're certainly able to do so.
Well, there you go. And children are free.
Children are free.
Well, great. So the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, we've had the chance to bring that audience, that name to our audience before, and it's been a while. You had a nice Christmas concert, right?
We did. We had over 300 people attending the holiday concert.
Wow. Hopefully the same will be happening next week.
I'm hoping.
All right. So the Westminster Youth String Ensemble is the brainchild of whom?
It is, I guess it's my brainchild.
I would think so.
Yes, yeah. And I will let you in on a little secret, because the name Westminster is my street name. Westminster Street is where I live.
Oh, so now
hence
people
the
know
name.
Where to find you.
Yes. Yes. If you're from Westerly, they say Westminster.
Do they really?
Yes.
So, but you say Westminster?
Westminster, yes.
Yeah, okay, which is, I believe, the correct.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, if you go to the website, Westminster Youth String Ensemble, you'll see a picture of yourself and a bunch of students standing in your driveway on Westminster Street, right?
Yes, that's our Facebook page. That's the Westminster Summer Strings Academy in my garage. Every July we have it. It is so much fun. I will tell you, the music is very important, but the main draw, especially for the boys, is cornhole. We play cornhole.
That's not a lot of orchestras. That's the main
focus. No, we have a wonderful family atmosphere. We have so much fun, and we have arts and crafts, and we have a little show at the end of the week, which my husband calls Tangleweed. We invite people to bring their lawn chairs, and we sit in the driveway, and we give them a concert, and then we have an ice cream social afterwards. It's so fun.
Tangleweed.
Tangleweed,
okay,
yes.
I like
64
that.
Westminster. Mm. And it's so much fun. And we had 20 kids last year. That's the limit because 20 children is a lot. And we have snack every day. That's pretty much our biggest decision every day is what is for snack tomorrow. And the music is very important, but I've even had kids join in that did not play an instrument and they have learned to play a bell or a triangle or some type of an instrument so that they could be included with one of their siblings so the mom could bring both children to the summer camp. So
well, here we are at the end of April. Summer camp is right around the corner. Is it
yes.
too late for people to sign up?
No, it isn't. And it's in July. It's okay. The second week in July. It's the week after. I should really know the date.
Well, the second week in July is close enough. And
yes,
if people want information,
yes.
they can certainly go to you or they can call the phone number, which is 401-596-5225. So there you go.
It's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about some of the music that's going to be played on the concert next week, Sunday, May 7th. Let's talk about some of that, and let's listen to some music that you've performed in the past. What do you have for us first?
The first piece is entitled King William's March by Jeremiah Clark, and it has the Festival Strings performing. Some of the children are as young as 8 years old, and some of them in this recording, it's their first experience playing for a concert.
Okay, so this is actually going to be two pieces together, right?
Yes. The second one is Fanfare and Coronation by Richard Meyer, and that is performed by the Festival Strings and the Westminster Youth String Ensemble together.
Thank you.
Obviously, that were the younger people that were playing instruments, which is great to have all those people involved and get people introduced to music and all kinds of music, right? Not just classical music.
No. In fact, this concert, we have two electric guitar players. We're playing Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses, and we have an acoustic guitar and a bass guitarist and a drum set, a percussionist, I will say.
Are you going to get some temporary tattoos and stuff like that?
Maybe.
Okay.
That's a good idea, Mike.
Yeah.
I like that. Yes. And the kids in the orchestra love it. And you know, it's really interesting. The parents love it even more because the parents know Guns N' Roses and they all dancing right at the rehearsals. It's really fun. So yes, we do all types of music.
Excellent. And we just want to get the word out that everybody should be coming to this and support the organization as well as getting music out there in the public.
Yes.
That's the whole reason, right?
Yes, that's my passion. I want to give this opportunity to any child who would like to join our string ensemble. It's really a family atmosphere. It's very unique. Music is part of it, but it's the connection between the students and myself and our mentors, John and Nathaniel. We all work so hard together and we really enjoy being together. And we give scholarships for tuition, for private lessons, for reduced rental instrumental rental fees for Westminster Youth String Ensemble WISE owned instruments. And we have been really grateful to Beekman Violin, who has donated many instruments to our cause, actually, too.
That's great. That's great. Congratulations to Beekman for supporting
you. Yes, they're beautiful people. And you know what? No child is denied entrance into our string ensemble.
Okay. Well, let's get to another piece of music. We can squeeze it in before we take our first break. What do you have?
This is The Dance of the Harlequins by Larry Clark. Really fun piece.
All right. Well, listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Westminster Youth String Ensemble.
Thank you.
Kathleen Carr-Monroe is my special guest on Conducting Conversations tonight. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be talking with Kathleen about the Westminster Youth String Ensemble and their performance coming up just next week, Sunday, May 7th, 3 o'clock at the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue. So ticket prices are extremely low. Children are free. Show up, maybe throw a few extra bucks in the pot there and help out the organization and spread the good word of music coming up. And Kathleen, not only are you doing this concert, but other things. We talked a little bit about your summer camp, but other things happen too, right?
Yes. After the pandemic, we realized we really enjoyed our connection to each other. So we now have a summer ensemble, which meets on Tuesday evenings for 6 weeks in July and August. And you can find that on the website also. WestminsterStrings.org is our website. And so we have the string ensemble there, the summer ensemble, and then we also have the summer camp in my garage on 64 Westminster Street. And then we also are playing on August 6th, Sunday, August 6th, for the Green Show in Wilcox Park as part of the Shakespeare in the Park.
Cool.
So it's all the kids that are in the summer ensemble, we prepare to perform there. And it's really fun. Some people bring a picnic lunch, and it really is a wonderful collaboration with different organizations such as the Granite Theater and the United Theater. In fact, Tom Foley at the United Theater, he is a wonderful man. Last year, he drove in his SUV with folding chairs to set us up. He brought 25 chairs for us to set it up in the gazebo. Talk about lonely at the top, Tom. He's an amazing guy. So we have beautiful people that we work with, and the kids are just the icing on the cake. So we have lots of fun, and I'd love to have any students who would like to join us, let us know. We'd love to have you.
Excellent. It sounds like a fun time. Let's have another example of some of their music that they've performed in the past.
The next is A Fiddler's Fancy by Richard Meyer. The first piece is Wisteria Waltz, and the second is Fig's Frolic. And I learned that Fig was actually Richard Meyer's dog.
Thank you.
Kathleen, I know that putting on a group like this takes a lot of work by a lot of people, a lot from you, but also you have a couple very capable mentors, as you call them, right?
Yes. I have John Castori, who is a very fine violinist. He actually grew up in Cranston, Rhode Island.
In Cranston.
And I did too, Mike.
See that?
I grew up in Cranston also. So he was a product of the Cranston Elementary School system. Well, in the elementary school is where he started the violin. And my mother was a string teacher in Cranston for many years. And she taught there actually for 21. She taught 21 schools a week.
Wow.
Strings, mostly violin.
All right, I'm going to pull a Rhode Island thing. You ready?
Yes.
In Cranston Music, did you know a man named Rick Lepore?
Lepore.
No, huh? Okay, he was at Parkview, and he was at Cranston West, I think.
Wow.
In choir. But,
The choir. Oh, yeah. I bet my mom knew him.
All right.
So John Castori then attended Boston Conservatory and Rhode Island College. Very fine violinist. He is amazing. He inspires all the young violinists and the violists. And then we have Nathaniel Savage, who used to play when I conducted the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble. But now I have found that he comes in from Hartford every week. He goes to the Hart School of Music. He's finishing up his degree. He's a string bass player, and he inspires us every week also. And he's a wonderful conductor. So we have him guest conducting. And also John Castori is going to be conducting the Ina Kleine Nach music, Mozart's Ina Kleine Nach music for our concert on May 7th. So they are guest conductors. They are inspirational performers, and it's a match made in heaven.
All right, let's talk about this next piece of music that you have, which is my track number 8.
This is a Paganini Caprice for Solo Violin, Opus 1, Number 5 by John Castori. John Castori is a violin soloist.
Thank you.
Beautiful playing, Kathleen. You were correct. We have time to get one more piece of music in before our next break. What will that be?
This is the Allegro from the Arpeggioni Sonata in A minor by Franz Schubert. This is Nathaniel Savage on string bass.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. The Westminster Youth String Ensemble is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Kathleen, who is the director of the ensemble. And Kathleen, about how many years now? This is about 10 years, roughly?
Well, I have been doing this since 1995.
That's more than 10 years.
More than 10 years. But in 2014, I founded this.
See? See what a brain I have? So this is in your 10th year.
Yes.
Yeah. This will be like your 10th anniversary coming up.
Almost, yes.
And so we have to have a party.
Let's do it.
Okay, all right.
Maybe we'll have it at the Armory.
Or something, yeah. We'll find a place.
Awesome.
This concert is going to be Sunday next week, May 7th at 3 o'clock at the Armory on Railroad Avenue in beautiful downtown Westerly. And if you aren't familiar with it, you can certainly Google it, get directions. If you have any questions, you can call operators standing by.
Standing by, yes.
At 401-596-5225. Now, if they call that number, who might answer the phone?
I think it might be me.
Oh, there you go. Well, you're not standing by at this moment, but
I'll call you back if you call. Yes.
All right. And for other information, go to westminsterstrings.org. And let's get right to the music. You have some interesting pieces. This one would have been in time a couple months ago for St. Patty's Day.
Yes. Danny Boy. It's arranged by Harry Alshin, and it's with the Chamber Players, which is the more advanced group part of the ensemble. It's the chamber players. They're mostly high school kids.
All right, let's give it a listen. Kathleen, this next piece that we're going to hear actually comes from a recording you made, 7 or 8 years ago, right?
Yes, December 4th, 2016. It's Canarios from the Suite Española by Gaspar Sanz.
Thank you.
Kathleen, as usual, we are out of time, just about. Time for one more piece of music, but I know that you want to thank a few people for your endeavors this year. Some people give money, corporations give money, individuals. All is welcome, right?
Yes, all is welcome and needed. I want to thank Kathy Aiello, who helps me. She's our manager, and she has helped me for years. And she was actually my children's kindergarten teacher, and she's retired now. But I want to thank Kathy for being just a wonderful friend and a wonderful helper.
Great.
Next, I would like to thank Valenti Subaru for the Share the Love campaign. The Westminster Youth String Ensemble was selected as a hometown charity this year from the Valenti Subaru in Westerly, and I want to thank them so much for their for choosing us this
Excellent.
Year.
So it's always nice to have the community behind you.
Yes, makes such a difference. And I want to thank Lisa Kanicki for the Ocean State Chamber of Commerce, because she is always the one that suggests things to me, and I don't know where Westerly would be without her. She's just amazing, and I always call her Mother Teresa's replacement. So Lisa Kanicki and Maria DiMaggio, her sidekick, her left-hand her right-hand girl, shall I say. Wonderful community members, and we appreciate them.
Well, there you go. Once again, the concert's going to be next Sunday, May 7th at 3 p.m. at the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue. So make sure you get out and support this wonderful thing. We have time for one more piece of music.
The last piece of music is Palladio by Carl Jenkins with the Westminster Youth Chamber Players.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in, Kathleen. Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, Mike. You're the best.
And we look forward to seeing the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.